Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hi, I'm Damien Huffman with your 7 News briefing for Thursday, June 9. Two men are in custody after an overnight standoff with police at a Gold Coast home. The pair had been holed up in the house at Narang for more than 16 hours before being taken into custody at around 11 a.m. this morning. The siege began when police went to the area to arrest one of the men, who they say is subject to a return to prison warrant for allegedly breaching bail conditions. It's believed one of the men is a high-risk violent offender, possibly connected to two shootings on the Gold Coast in recent days. Still in Queensland, and two men have been charged with murder after charred bones were found in a remote forest in the Sunshine Coast hinterland. The remains are believed to be that of Donna Howe, a 57-year-old woman from Caboolture who was reported missing in April. Officers arrested two men aged 41 and 31 who both knew Miss Howe at a home in Caboolture late yesterday. The pair have been charged with murder and misconduct with a corpse. DNA tests will need to be conducted to confirm the identity of the remains. And healthcare workers in Victoria will receive a $3,000 payment to thank them for their extraordinary efforts protecting the community and to prepare for a busy winter. Victorian Premier Daniel Andrews announced the winter retention and surge payment today, saying the first $1,500 instalment will be delivered to workers on August 15, with the next $1,500 to be paid on September 30. The recipients will include staff who work in public hospitals and ambulance services, including nurses, midwives, doctors, allied health professionals, paramedics, and ward clerks. Now here's Gemma Acton with your finance fix.
Thanks, Damien. ING and Macquarie have given Australians some good news on the back of the latest Reserve Bank rate rise, bumping up their savings rates to 2.1% and 1.5% respectively. These are well ahead of the Big Four offerings. Their everyday transaction accounts only offer around 0% interest. Broadband speeds in Australia have improved significantly in the past 4 years, according to consumer watchdog the ACCC. Urban consumers are now enjoying average download speeds of 98.2% of full plan speed, while regional consumers are just behind on 95.2%. US private equity giant Blackstone has been given the green light to take over Crown Resorts by both the Victorian and New South Wales casino watchdogs. Only the Western Australian regulator remains to deliver its verdict. And it is another miserable day for Aussie shares, with the ASX 200 only just off its intraday lows by lunchtime on Thursday, down by around 1%. The rough ride for banks since Tuesday's RBA decision continues, with fears the industry will face significantly higher funding costs, a weaker housing market, and more bad debt from struggling consumers. In the US, all three main indices dropped overnight. That's on renewed fears about how fast the Federal Reserve will need to move to stamp out inflation. The Australian dollar has tumbled back under 72 US cents. It's now buying 71.74 US cents, 66.89 euro cents, and $1.11 New Zealand. That is your finance fix for Thursday, June 9, 2022. I'm Gemma Acton.
Thank you, Gemma. And that is your 7 News briefing. I'm Damien Huffenden. For more news, head to 7news.com.au or tune into 7 News nightly at 6.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, everyone. Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.